insane. I think there's over 200 artists every year, and it's 5 days, and there's like concerts going on nonstop, like simultaneously at several places for 5 days straight, and it's super duper duper cool. But I volunteered for the festival, and I also was lucky enough to catch a handful of the shows as well. So today I'm playing all music that I found at the show, artists that I saw live. Yeah, some really, really cool and fun music. But the first song, it was from the kickoff night. I went to they had a kickoff party at a club, and they had this one really cool ambient band called, ooh, what was their name? More Than Nothing, I think, that were sick. But they don't have anything, they don't have any, like, music releases. They just play, for Sled Island, I believe. But there was a different artist, Jay Wood, and I think he's from Manitoba. But, yeah, his set was super sick. It was such good vibes. I don't remember, to be honest, any of the shows after him because I got too drunk. But yeah, I'm gonna have Just Sayin' by Jay Wood and Amy Chun coming up from their album Slingshot.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, my bad. That was by Jay Wood. And next up, I have a few songs, three songs from a show I went to. I actually volunteered at this show. I worked merch. If you ever volunteer for something similar, sign up for the merch table because it is so chill. It's so nice. You just get to sit there and you just listen to the show. And, like, I don't know, it's just such good vibes. But I went to the show on Thursday, I believe, and it was so good. I was just sitting there absolutely vibing. But the first song is by Bennett Mitchell. He's a local Calgarian. And, like, oh my gosh, this man had the most gorgeous voice ever, I think. It was so amazing. I loved him and his band were awesome as well. And then that's Borrowing Time by Bennett Mitchell. His whole album Mouse is so good. And then after that I have a song by Aladdin Kirofi, but he's from Edmonton. And I have a couple of his stickers. His songs are also so nice. And then the last one is the headliner for that concert, which was Sessa. But Sessa is so gorgeous, so beautiful. I think he came all the way from Brazil. All of his songs, or the songs from his album that I listened to, are all sung in Portuguese, which is so, it's so gorgeous. But his album, Estrela Excessa, it means burning star, and it's his newest album. It's so good. I'm playing the song Helena from it. So yeah, I'll have those three coming up, and they're all just, I don't know, all three artists are so talented and so gorgeous. It was so amazing to see live. Every time I think I got the answer, I'm greedy. There's nothing but laughter. Where someone's got to be.
time, don't let me fall down. Luckily, I have you. You've got to hold on to someone living in a world like you. You've got
Sorry, I'm interrupting the music really quick because I have a funny story, but I went to the one that we just heard was Bennett Mitchell, and like, you cannot tell me this man isn't like literally gorgeous. Like, his music is so like tender and sweet, and like, it's just so pretty, and like, his voice and everything, like live, it was just like so like from the heart. It was so pretty. I was like sitting there like literally, I don't know, it was just so good. And then I went to another Sled Island show the next night on Friday night after his show. And so the way Sled Island works is that you go sledding, kind of, because there's multiple shows every night. Like on that night, I think there were maybe five or six shows at five or six different venues all going on at the same time. And you kind of like sled around with friends, you go to the different shows, check out everyone, like there's such a big variety. And I was hopping around a few of the venues with my friend that night, and we popped into this one because we were I was really familiar with the bands playing that night, but we popped in and they were playing like hardcore, like punk, like metal, like pretty intense. And it was my first time going to like a show like that, of that genre, so I could have kind of like stood back at the bar, like got a drink, kind of observed. Like, the music was good, the bands were so good, but like, I was just kind of there vibing. And then people started moshing, and like, if you don't know what moshing is, it's like when people get like really hyped at like concerts and they like jump around and shove people. But like, it got pretty intense, and people were like shoving each other. But also like, when you do mosh, like, it looks so chaotic and like intense, but like, nobody's shoving like people on their like heads or something. Like, it's always like everyone's safe, like everyone's okay. But like, I spotted someone and I was like, he looks so familiar, and he was like absolutely shoving everyone, and like, he was like going ham. And I looked and it was Bennett Mitchell, and I literally just saw his show the night before, and it was so funny, and I thought he was so wholesome because his music is so wholesome. And there he was, yeah, center of the mosh, having a good time. I have a video on my phone, it was so good. But yeah, that was Bennett Mitchell. His whole album is so good. Highly recommend. And next up, yeah, I'm going to play Sessa. This is my favorite song from this album, Helena. But to be honest, the entire album is so good. Like, 10 out of 10 recommend. Sorry, give me one sec. Let me just cue it up. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. If anyone, I don't know, because if you're listening from Vancouver, Calgary is not that far away. It's only like an 80-minute plane ride. Highly recommend checking out Sled Island. It's such a good time, and the lineup is insane. All of the guest curators, they do such a good job every single year. It's absolutely amazing. Like, highly, highly, highly recommend. Wasn't that track gorgeous? I don't know. I love it. This entire album is just amazing. But yeah, as I was saying, I saw Sessa live. I was volunteering and selling merch for him. And the night after that, yeah, I bounced between a few islands, went sledding, saw a metal show. Don't worry, I'm not playing any metal music on the show today. There were some cool bands, though. But the other venue I was kind of bouncing between, they were playing like super, it was also super nice music. It was like kind of indie pop. Some of them were kind of shoegazy vibes. But yeah. Next song is by Beachbody, Dreams, and then a song by Partner, Honey, and then Mother Tongues, A Heart Beating, and then Wake Up by Neighborly. All of these songs, if you don't catch any of them, of course, they'll always be on the website after my show. You can just find the playlist for every single episode. But yeah, these were all from the same show. It was such a good time. But yeah, coming up, Beachbody.
Take it slow, whatever way.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break from the music again, and we're just gonna go through a few of the ads on the show. But yeah, so far, I don't know. I feel so grateful that I got to see all of these bands live. And like, you know, I don't know if anyone else relates to this, but I get like post-concert, like, or post like any live event, like I'll listen to this song. Like, for example, I'll have an artist I really like, I listen to their music, I go to their concert, and then afterwards their music doesn't sound the same, it sounds different, and I don't know what it is, but like hearing it live, it totally changes the experience. But yeah, we will be back in a bit for more music.
Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt, where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost.
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest, a trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal. What the f***?
It's the script. I couldn't even.
What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that. Okay.
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, back with more music. song I have queued up next is by a band named Neighborly called Wake Up. I love their sound. They're so good. And then after that, Helado Negro, which is, I was looking forward to him the whole festival, and his show was amazing. I love his music. I don't know, such good vibes. But it's a song, Ya No Estoy Aquí. And then after that, I have a song by a local Calgarian girl band, I believe, called Crystal Eyes. They opened for Helado, they were also really good, but this is from their album. I forgot what the album's called, but the song is Like a Movie. But yeah, enjoy.
It's time to rise to the morning. What happened the day?
hace tres meses que no veo a nadie. Hace un año te vi bailar. Ecos en las paredes me acompañan. Lo juro que sentí tu
Okay, that was just... Ooh, is it on? Okay, it is, sorry. That was just Sweetness Restored. That's the album by Crystal Eyes. That's a song like a movie. They're like a local Calgarian band, but I think this is their second show I've seen, and they were so good. It was such a good time. But yeah, rest of the tracks, I'll play maybe one or two more depending on the time, but they're all artists that I wanted to see live but didn't get a chance to because I was at other shows. So yeah, first up we have Half Empty by Weak Knees, and then yeah, I'll see what I play after that. Okay, I think that's all the music I have for today. If you guys enjoyed the music, it'll be up on CITR's website, as always. Just search up Nancy's Pantry. I think today's episode number 12. Yeah, so you can find the playlist there. Take a look at the Sled Island lineup, though. All of the bands, I don't know, like I said earlier, the curators did such a good job, and they do such a good job every year. It's such a cool festival. And there's been so many cool artists. Like a couple years ago, like CFCF was there. Jack Harlow attended the festival, I think in, I forgot, 2019 or something, before he blew up. Like, I don't know, it's such a good festival. But yeah, Have a wonderful day, everyone, and tune in again next week for some more music from me.